This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Michael Sloan. Michael is with the Common Spirit Health System and is going to talk to us about a number of issues. Without me going further, let me ask Michael to introduce himself.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me. My name is Michael Sloan. I'm the Chief Human Resource Officer for the Central California Division of Common Spirit Health.
Well, fantastic. Tell us a little bit about your career and how you ended up in that role, and then talk to us about some of the most interesting issues in human resources and the digital age today and so forth. But tell us how you got to where you are today.
Sure. It wasn't really a direct path, believe it or not. My background is in law. I was graduated from Creighton University Law School and came out and practiced in private practice for a while, and then became a prosecutor for the city of Omaha. Moved out to California soon thereafter with my wife, and again, started the private practice realm. And lo and behold, I became acquainted with Dignity Health as some clients dealing with some EDD issues for them. And I really liked how they ran their organization, and always felt that industries such as healthcare provided a lot more opportunities than what I was doing. It's not to say I didn't have a great career in law, doing court cases, arbitrations, and so forth, but I just felt it was the time was right to move into the industry and healthcare, and knowing Dignity Health's mission and how they ran their organization, I jumped on board first and foremost as an employee labor relations director, dealing with their unionized workforce and dealing with issues pertaining to, collective bargaining agreement issues, wages, other things such as benefits, and how that pertained to the unionized workforce that Dignity Health had. And then just sort of grew it from there with Dignity Health, and then merging with CHI and the Common Spirit, I transitioned into a vice president of human resource role and moved over to Bakersfield, California. And then just, again, post-merger, took it on for the Central California division. And here we are today.
Fascinating. So let me ask you a question. Are you the only person you know that moved from being a prosecutor to a human resource leader? Anybody else you know that's got that background?
Not particularly for my career trajectory, I would say. I mean, a majority of my colleagues do have law backgrounds, but I wouldn't say that they came from the prosecutorial role. But I needless to say, it has helped me quite a bit in my current role.
I bet. Just also creates just a sharp mind as well on top of everything else. And what are sort of this world of adapting human resource, human relationships, human relations, the whole world into a digital age? What are some of the issues you see there? What's top of mind to you there?
Well, let me first begin that looking at the digital age and what technology presents itself. And as you know, Scott, covering healthcare, the landscape of healthcare in that industry in general is changing and at a rapid pace. Not only the obstacles that come with healthcare in terms of cost, access, patient experience, and so forth, but more so what it lends itself to the industry as a whole top down, not only operations, finance, but the human capital aspect. HR has historically been looked at as I have a need, fill a need. Not more so than being reactive, but trying to move and being proactive and understanding what the needs are of our current and prospective workforce. People nowadays, with the digital age on the horizon, and I should say to some extent here already, people want a more engaged, productive, and meaningful work experience. They don't want to come in, sit down, fill out an application, and then wait to start their career with us. They need something more of being in partnership with them and bringing them on board and being with them throughout their career with us. And I think technology has a way to help us with that. And me personally, working with that aspect of technology, not only to build upon existing strategies that we have, but delivering those strategies through different types of technological mediums, whether it be AI, machine learning, data analytics. You know, we've seen a huge shift to self-service portals, people going to one-stop shop and dealing with their benefits. What does that mean for them? What does that mean for their dependents? Education, being delivered through interactive portals anytime, anywhere, when they need it. If you have licensure requirements for your job, we're able to deliver that in a fast-paced medium or alternative for you, rather than maybe historically someone coming into the brick and mortar and sitting down for an all-day class, right?
In a world today where some systems are hiring thousands to tens of thousands of people a year, and then having to manage relationships of hundreds of thousands of people, whatever the number is at a place like Common Spirit, but many systems, it's become so important to have this digitized type of effort, hasn't it? Like, you've got to do some of this digitally. It's also how people want to work today, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And, you know, with the different types of generations that we're seeing, specifically in our clinical jobs, such as nursing, we have to prepare for that. We have to prepare for that generation that has grown up with the, you know, the Facebook era, if you will, and wanted it here and now, and what's easy to for them to work from, or to at least engage in some extent from their laptop, or even in some cases their phone. And, you know, we're adapting to that. We're seeing that. And I think it's also important to recognize that, you know, there's a talent gap, and that technology is only going to help us better identify who we hire and who we retain, but to help develop those that we already have, to bring them up to speed, as well as to give them that specific workforce experience that they need.
And when you look at this movement towards digitizing some of these processes, more and more that kind of digital transformation that you see in all aspects of healthcare coming in fits and starts, in some places more than others, what do you see a system starting to do right in this area? Like, what do you see where you say a system is doing that well? Give me some examples of that.
I would say that, you know, from talent acquisition or recruitment aspect, identifying those people that fit the mission, the mission and core values of who we're looking for, not simply relying on applications or resumes that come through, but identifying the needs, as well as right away being able to spot with technology to say, this is the type of person that not only one who we want, but we also see that are going to be with us to flourish in their career and down the road. So we don't have a succession or a retention issue. Being able to look at certain departments or facilities where we feel that maybe culture is at an issue, and maybe that the data that we have around that and the people that have come on board or are still there, we can tie together solutions around that to help them, again, with the retention aspect of things. I think that's one. Number two, I think data analytics is playing a huge, huge part in how we not only identify the talent that we want, but to sort of build them up and develop resources around the talent that we do have, to identify strengths, weaknesses, and to appoint resources around that to say, this is what this person needs to flourish here. But more importantly, if in fact we do that, the data can be tied into certain operational points, data points, and say, look, since we've been able to do A, B, C, and D, this is what it's doing to employee engagement. This is what it's doing to our patient experience. Things that we already track, things that we already have data on, being able to tie that in together with the workforce and the talent that we have. I think those are two important things that I think HR is doing right now, not only in healthcare in general, but everywhere. But I think we've taken really a big step forward in really focusing on that and driving that.
Well, fantastic. We better engagement all the way across, and better and quicker and clearer screening mechanisms to hopefully improve retention in the long run, and help hopefully improve filtering through candidates in the short run. But what a fascinating effort. And when you look at all that you do today, what's the most interesting thing that you do today? What do you love the most about what you do? And it must be so different than growing up a career as a lawyer and prosecutor and so forth. What are the moments in your job, in your situation, that you say, God, I like doing this. I'm glad I'm doing this.
Well, I think number one, I think anyone in human resources in general is going to tell you it's all about the people aspect. You can look at the bottom line in terms of a balance sheet and see where the majority of your expenses are going, and that's to your labor force. But your labor force is only going to be as good as the company that has that, has those people working for them. And I think one is dealing with the people, working with the people, working on viable solutions, not only in terms of this is how we're going to do it, but what are our people telling us? How can we work with them, adapt their opinions, their level of engagement to help us drive this ministry of Common Spirit forward into the future? And I think another aspect where I'm very passionate about and I've taken some projects on have been around the digital age. We're in an augmented state. What is technology doing? What can it do for us? And how can we harness that power around technology to help design jobs, to organize our workforce, and to plan for our future state? And it's not to say to rely solely upon technology as doing that, but utilizing it as a resource like never seen before in this industry, and working with that, looking at it, and saying it won't be the be-all, end-all, but some people will have to utilize that technology. And it gives us the ability to not only engage our employees to utilize technology with them, but to help them upskill, if you will, and for them to utilize that technology to help drive our purpose forward.
Well, fantastic. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. Fascinating world as this sort of world of labor, this world of human resources goes through this digital transformation as well. I mean, it's been going through it in different starts at larger organizations, but really picking up speed. So I appreciate you sharing some of your perspective today. Just fascinating. Thank you. How do people learn more about you or Common Spirit Health? How do people learn more about what you do?
Well, by all means, you know, we're everywhere nowadays. We're a year post-merger. We're a great company. We're the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in the country, serving over a quarter of the population. We want people to be with us, to share with us our mission, vision, and values, to help us drive not only healthcare in general, but to have access and to give it to the populations that we serve. And I think people can find that anywhere, not only in the news, but they can go to our website. They can also reach out to any facility or hospital or division for that matter that Common Spirit is associated with and find out more. But we're always driving the needle, not only in terms of healthcare, but in terms of, as I said before, utilizing technology and trying to adapt and be the forebearer, or at the point, I should say, of technology in general and how we use that.
Well, fantastic, Michael. Thank you very, very much. It's a fascinating career trajectory and a fascinating intersection that you find yourself at today. So thank you very, very much for joining us today.
Well, I thank you, Scott, and appreciate your time, and thank you again.